You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. City, state, and regional planners all agree Kalamazoo needs to make its roads more bike-friendly. Last year, they sought input on where to start, and tomorrow they're again asking people to share their thoughts. Two busy roads have emerged as candidates for non-motorized makeovers. WMUK's Sevilla Mann spoke with the Michigan Department of Transportation's Jason Latham about what could change on Stadium Drive and Michigan Avenue.
I've heard some people suggest that Michigan Avenue going through downtown Kalamazoo is wider than it needs to be. But on the other hand, if you've got 25,000 cars at least moving through there in a day, is that true? I mean, is it going to create problems if you chop parts of that off to make room for bikes and people on foot?
The nice thing is, once we looked at that, and we didn't look at it in great detail, but we did have a consultant on board that helped work with our traffic safety engineers, and we really looked at that from that intersection from Stadium Drive, basically down to Oakland, so right down to downtown, and there are a lot of lanes there, and it looks like we could probably take one of those lanes, still keep the parking, and maybe design a protected bike lane in that location. It looked like we could deal with the average daily traffic with one less lane. But as you move to the east, one of those lanes drops and you end up with only three lanes. And I think that would just be a little too tight to be able to fit that many cars through that eastern half of downtown with losing a lane. And the nice thing is, if you look at that charrette and what we talked about maybe that trail system or bike system or anything that would be protected potentially, actually went off of the state trunk line and went onto city streets.
I can imagine some people being surprised to hear that MDOT feels it has a stake in non-motor traffic.
Absolutely, we do. And I think hopefully over the last few years, people have seen that change. And it's from our standpoint, it's not a big change. We've always, you know, wanted public input. We've been designing wider shoulders and bike lanes for years. But I think at this point we're starting to, I think, get a little bit more feedback on where the future of transportation is going. And I think a lot of the studies are showing that the urban areas are getting a little bit more built up. I think that the suburban sprawl was going on for quite some time. Now we're seeing a little bit more concentration in downtown. And once you get into downtowns, a lot of people don't drive as much. So we're seeing the average daily traffic, those numbers, either stay the same over year after year, where in the 70s, 80s, and 90s, it kept going up. It was almost exponential. You just saw so many more people driving on a regular basis. Now it's kind of flattened out. So we're thinking that more people are starting to walk or take public transportation or ride their bikes.
There's plenty of public participation in this process. People are giving you input, so people are engaged. At the same time, I wonder what MDOT would say to a cyclist who's, you know, maybe had one close call too many downtown, who's going, you know, I'll believe it when they build it.
Well, we, like I said, this particular charrette corridor, we have a vision. That's the first step. The next step is to actually formally bring it into our five-year plan and start the design. So I can tell you it's not going to happen in the next couple years, that's for sure. But we're doing everything we can to make sure that we can make sure that we get to this location as soon as possible. But right now it's not within this five-year plan.
Jason Latham of MDOT, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.
WMUK's Sevilla Mann spoke with the Michigan Department of Transportation's Jason Latham. MDOT is one of several groups seeking public input on bike traffic in Kalamazoo tomorrow. They'll meet at 4 p.m. at the K. Reese office on Milam Road in Portage. There's a link to more information on our website. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.